Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill, and I'm from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and I join you this steamy Sunday morning from the less steamy studios of Pittsfield Community Radio 89.7 FM on your radio dial. Welcome to this 231st edition of the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. We're going to be hearing from Roisin El Safdie, Christy Moore, Anne Mulqueen, Fluke, a band that I like, and a band called Picking Cockles, as well as Stockton's Wing. So I hope you enjoyed the show, and we're getting it started off this morning with Roisin El Safdie.
Scanning Share the Lord's mowing seed, going Shabbos.
Across the water, walk with you along an unapproved road, not looking over my shoulder. I wanna see, I wanna hear, to understand your fear, but we're north, south of the river. I've been doing it wrong all my life. This holy town has turned me over. A man on the run from what he couldn't understand, as the wind from the lock blew colder and colder. There was a badness had its way. Love wasn't lost, it just got misled. No. South of the river, can we stop playing these old tattoos? Darling, I don't have the answer. I wanna meet you where you are. I don't need you to surrender. Some high ground is not worth taking. Some connections are not worth making. The old church bells no longer ringing. Some old songs are not worth singing. North and south of the river. North and south of the river. North and south of the river.
It was in Dublin City, that city of great fame. 'Twas there the heart in any fair maid, no matter where he goes. I courted my own darling till I thought his bride I'd be. But now he's gone and left me across the up some small clothes. In search of him I'll go. I'll travel.
Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. That was Anne Mulqueen from her album Perrine na Bann with My Bonny Irish Boy. She's got a great voice, I think. And before that, we heard from Christy Moore with his appeal to peace in Northern Ireland with North and South of the River from his album Where I Come From. It's great to hear the Irish accent when he's saying north and south, as opposed to north and south. And first up today, we heard from Roisin Al-Safty. She's a great Seanáis singer from Wexford, actually. Iadar U Ansagatan, The Yellow Door, or The Priest was the name of that tune. And now we're going to hear something from The Ultimate Guide to Irish Music.
Way down south is where I know my love will be. I got dressed up in this suit, which was novelty, and I'll stay waiting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She got dressed up and we went out, and she said, let's make a mess of us, maybe some truth will come out. And I said, I'll be waiting. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, someday this could change. So if we make the best of what we got, and if we be sure we don't hurt, well, the ones we love anymore. We got home as we went inside. You said, maybe you're right for me, but maybe you're not. But please, could you tell me? Well, I don't know. Please, could you tell me? Or please let me go. You said, some way this could be. From your shoulders, if you would, please. If you take good care of yourself and the ones we love. Cause someday this could change, and we make the best of what we've got. And be sure we don't hurt. Yeah, well, the ones we love, yeah, anymore. When you said when we were younger, it was so simple. Now what did we do wrong? Well, when we were together, how fast we've grown up. I still remember my mother screaming from our doorway, "You're gonna hurt yourself, come down from there. You're
gonna hurt yourself,
come down from there.
You're gonna hurt yourself,
come down from there.
You're gonna hurt yourself.
Come down from there.
You're gonna hurt yourself."
Thank you.
That was the band Fluke. And the name of the song is Ellie Goes West. And before that, we heard from a band called C-Mat Baby, which is a Dublin band, featuring Lisa O'Neill with the tune If My Wife Knew, I'd Be Dead. And before that, we started with Donal O'Leary in that set from The Ultimate Guide to Irish Music, Come Down From There, was the name of that song. Not much news from Ireland, or what's dominating the news from Ireland, I should say, besides the weather, is the strike, I guess we'll call it, the work slowdown that Aer Lingus has engaged in, leaving a lot of passengers unable to travel. And friends of mine are stranded in Washington State, of all things, and I know some other people I know here have been unable to get to Ireland, so hopefully this will all be resolved fairly soon. I did see that the Pilots Association for Aer Lingus did agree to a labor board talks, so hopefully that means that they are seeking a solution to this dilemma, and it will be resolved soon. I hope it's resolved before I get to Ireland, anyway. But right now we're going to be hearing some reels, The College Grove, Jenny's Pickling, and The Wild Irishman. Thank you.
Michael Dwyer is my name. I'll not deny the same. In the mountains of West Wicklow I was born. I was in a fight of late with the men of 98 when we took an Enniscorthy by storm. When the rising was put down, we very quickly found that in our own homes we could no longer dwell. Ah, but many's a lonely cave some form of comfort gave, and the people of these mountains know us well. Well, the snow was falling fast and the night was far advanced when the three safe houses came in view. The weather was severe, but a guard was posted near, though the dangers on a night like this seemed few. But some sneaking little spy to his master he did fly, and may I live to even up the score. For it's when we awoke, to be sure it was no joke, to find 100 Highland soldiers at the door. Come out, you rebel band, cried the captain in command. You do not have a prayer, not a hope. Surrender to me now, and your lives, I vow, will be spared the bullet and the rope. Says Dwyer to his men, boys, here we are again, though I'm afraid this time it cannot be denied. It would take more than God's grace to defend this place from a regiment of soldiers outside. The house was set on fire with McAllister and Dwyer expecting to perish in the flames. With the powder and the smoke they were nearly overcome, crying a curse upon your bloody Highland games. From behind a stable wall a well-aimed musket ball caused McAllister pain he could not hide. As his gun was blown away, he looked down with dismay at his arm hanging useless by his side. He says, Dwyer, I'm done. Hand me up your gun, let's see what a spring you can make. As he opened the door, he gave one loud roar. I die for my country's sake. The volley rang out and Dwyer sprang forth. Poor Sam received the fire. Oh, generous and brave, McAllister gave up his life for Michael Dwyer. Well, before they could reload, he was halfway down the road with a kilted Scotsman snapping at his heels. The troopers held their fire till they saw what might transpire, and they watched as Dwyer tripped him in the field. Running like a mountain goat, no trousers, no coat, his bare feet were bleeding to be sure. As he crossed the black banks, he offered hearty thanks and got safely to a cave in Glenmalure. We lost 3 men that day, our captain got away, and the others surrendered on the spot. 3 of them, alas, were hanged in bolting glass, the others went before the firing squad. Dwyer fought the law 5 years, maybe more, till at last to Dublin he did go. And from there he set sail, bound for New South Wales, far from the county Wicklow.
Andy Irvin there with the tune Michael Dwyer's Escape, detailing the Irish rebel Michael Dwyer, of course, and his escape from Dublin during the rebellion after he was arrested during the rebellion, the failed rebellion of 1798, and his escape to New South Wales sacrificing the life of a couple Irish soldiers in the process of that. And before that, we heard from Stockton's Wing. I think I said once this once already, the vote of the most popular band, an Irish traditional band anyway, with their tune Southern Cross from the album A Beautiful Affair. And we started off that set from an album called It Was Mighty back in the day, featuring Irish music as it was played in the London pubs. And the reels you heard were The Wild Irishman, The College Grove, and Jenny Pickling Cockles. So before we hear from Sean Terrell, today in Irish history, on July 14th, 1789, the Bastille was stormed. French peasants took over the ancient fortress, which symbolized Louis XVI and the nobility of Paris, as it had been used to house political prisoners for centuries. Between 1417 and 1789, a total of 5,279 prisoners passed through its gates. What does this have to do with Ireland? On the day that we mentioned, July 14th, that it was attacked, the Bastille had only 7 inmates. One of them was a Dubliner named James Francis Xavier White. Born in 1730, White moved to France to become a captain in Lally's regiment of the Irish Brigade. We've talked about the Irish Brigade before on this show. He married in 1767 in Paris, but in 1781 he suffered a mental breakdown, claiming to be either St. Louis or Julius Caesar. After his liberation from the Bastille, White was paraded through the streets of Paris. One eyewitness described him as a feeble little old man who exhibited an appearance of childishness and fatuity, tottering as he walked, and his countenance exhibiting little more than the smile of an idiot, unquote. His beard was said to be almost a yard long. White's post-Bastille freedom was to be short-lived. The next day, he was transferred to the Charenton Asylum, where the Marquis de Sade was also held. White was not the only Irish connection to the storming of the Bastille. One of the two chaplains in the prison was Thomas McMahon from County Galway, celebrated one of the last masses in the building before it was stormed. There are also claims that Joseph Kavanagh, a cobbler from Wexford, led the mob through the streets crying, quote, to the Bastille, unquote. Another story goes that James Bartholomew Blackwell from Ennis, County Clare, led the first contingent to storm the Bastille. Evidence for these, however, is scanty. It isn't, on the other hand, going to stop us from reporting it. Now we're going to hear from Sean Terrell.
To drink a toast, or a proper roast, or a bale of the cases. To steal your wife, to take your life, a 10 or 15 paces. To keep game cocks, or to hunt the fox, or to drink and punch the Solway. With debts galore, but fun far more, oh that's the man for Galway. With debts galore, but fun far more, oh that's the man for Galway. Well, the king avowed was mighty proud, so were once the Caesars. But old Giles Eyre, he'd make him stare if he had him with the Galway Blazers. To the divil I fling, I'll run, Jeet Singh, he was only a prince in the small way. He knew nothing at all about a 6-foot wall, he'd never do for Galway. He knew nothing at all about a 6-foot wall, he'd never do for Galway. Say the Blakes, they're no great shakes, they're all as blood relations. And the bod can sneeze at the grim Chinese, for they come from the Phoenicians. Let's fill to the brim, and here's to him who would drink and punch the Solway. With Ed Skillior, but from far more, that's the man from Galway. With Ed Skillior, but from far more, that's the man from Galway.
Free to be back now. is he, with gold and silver I would support her, but I'll sing no more now till I get.
inherit this world.
After listening to Ezell Mead with her Not For This World album, and before that we heard from the O'Neill Sisters with Carrick Fergus and Sean Terrell, the best of Sean Terrell and the Man From Galway, dedicated to Bernie Flaherty, who did not like Sean Terrell. And this is Kevin Cahill signing off for another week. Please listen to the show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 Pittsfield Community Radio. Gurum Ugut Agustihi Shuhugan.